Rest by dimension. I have found that strength is not a function of resting. It happens by stretching yourself until your spirit finds its rest in God. No amount of sleep will plug the hole in your heart. Seek the Lord with all your heart, your soul, and your might. If not, your rest will always be an extension of your stress. For what tires a man is not his physique, but his mind that is far away from God. A soul that has not found its rest in God is like a darting star across an infinite galaxy. Seriously, worse still, if he had had a glimpse of God before. On what grounds are you taken? For of the ground you are taken is the ground you will return. Each man has a formula for his being. Man shall not live by bread alone, because bread is a very low formula for being. Animals live on green plants. They have eternal life because of their formula. Man shall not live by eternally short formula. To be immortal, they need the word of God. The food we live on come from the land we come from. This is why we need to hear the word of the Lord and to eat it. You must feel a hunger for God's word to be truly immortal. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, you have a Word. The Word will be with you. That Word will be you. God has planned a gradual but definite arrival of a Word on earth through you. May you find that Word, may it grow with you so as to turn you into itself. A flaming sword flashed back and forth to guard the entrance into the tree of life, the Garden of Eden. Dimensions are heavily guarded. You cannot just stroll in from one dimension to another by will or at will. Your land will be left desolate to you until you say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Sleeping is slipping from one dimension into another legally. Dying is being disallowed that entry physically. The name, the body of Christ, is divinely a license to the resurrection life of Christ. For what is to be is not what is sown, but a seed that the Lord God gives a body as he has determined. If you really give your life to Christ, there will be more God will do with your life than you are doing with it daily at the moment. The hope of our world is hanging upon one man, Jesus. The hope of your world is hanging upon your choice. Your land will be left desolate to you until you say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord."